Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And as always, we are delighted to welcome our resident travel expert, award-winning travel journalist Ed Finn. And Ed, what can I say? I mean, your inbox is full to overflowing.
Yeah. And good morning, Carol. Good morning to the listeners. And it's not full of things I'd like, you know, like it's full of tribulation. And even people from overseas, like that I know that are coming here, you know, for trips during the summer, are like messaging me, asking me, like, why is this happening?
Yeah. And it's just become so stressful. It's stressful if you want to go away, even getting out of the country. It's stressful if you want to stay home because you're going to go bankrupt.
Sell the house. Yeah, absolutely. You know, like, a friend of mine, Chris, and then her friend went to Lake Como this weekend for two nights. They flew over. I think it was with Ryanair. They had two nights in a lovely three-star hotel with a swimming pool, gorgeous food. The whole thing cost them $549 for the two nights, and it was cheaper than the quote they got for one night in a hotel in Galway.
Isn't that so, just incredible?
It's just showing you that there's value there, you know, and they had no problem. I was lucky in that I was going from the airport for an 8:30 flight, and I wasn't going to get caught into all this thing, car sucked into going out camping for hours. I was there at 7:05. I booked the 7:99 fast track, and I was through in 15 minutes.
Right.
But I mean, literally hours later,
it all just imploded.
Terrifying.
And I know that they announced, I think it was on Wednesday, that anybody who turns up early this weekend, of course, with the bank holiday weekend, that they're actually going to put you into a holding room. So I thought that what we would do on
Travel
Talk,
they'd have to, because they've created such panic,
well,
right?
Yes.
That it's like, you know, imagine say you're getting the 6 o'clock train to Dublin or to Cork, and like, you know, everybody turns up for all the trains before that. You know, it's just the same analogy. I mean, nobody would have a room to move,
yeah,
in the train station.
No, absolutely. So what I thought we would do on Travel Talk this week is maybe you would give your suggestions to try and make travel as stress-free as possible.
Yes.
If it is possible.
Yes, yes. No, absolutely. Certain things, definitely. And I think in having travelled a lot, one thing that I find for me, packing is always very stressful. So just quickly touch on that, right?
I personally hate packing. Well, you know,
right?
What? Nobody likes packing. But I will have to say here, I do think, no, and I'm not being sexist, but maybe I am being sexist, but men pack differently to women.
Yes.
I know men that can go off for 6 months around the world and take their carry-on with them. I also know women, and not looking a million miles away from me right now, who'll go off for a weekend and take just about the kitchen sink.
Yeah, I know. Preparation. I mean, I think it was Benjamin Franklin said, fail to prepare and prepare to fail. Apply this to your packing, because definitely. And light is better. You know, I usually put out loads of stuff and I half it. I actually have become draconian, because you'll find you come back and you just haven't used half the stuff. And then, of course, with Aer Lingus now, you don't pay for your 10 kilo bag to go on board, right? So we know that. So that's quite nice, actually.
So you get that as standard.
If you have time. Yeah. So you pay to take on your bag with Aer Lingus. Whereas obviously with Ryanair, if you book priority, you can take on two bags, which is great. I always do that because it gives you priority, which I like, even though priority can be quite busy these days, because you get on early. You know, this thing about stressing, will there be room for my bag?
Yeah.
There's the stress, mad stress in that. I hate that. So avoid those. Book a window seat if you're not afraid of flying, right? I mean, which hopefully you're not if you're on a plane. But I always find, in my experience, aisle or window, I can't do middle. But you don't get banged into, if they're going up and down with the coffee, you're having a snooze. Your window is great. You're hidden away. Don't drink coffee or tea before you go on board. Don't do it, because it does get you stressed up. And just hydrate. Make your own food if you're going to the airport. Bring a sandwich with you. Have your own little thing, because that saves you stress of queuing. And again, in airports now, avoid that. We wouldn't be talking in the normal course of events. It's just that with the way things have come back, Carol, these are all small things. And I think, you know, they're good. If you're travelling alone, for example, a hostel's a great option. There's some fabulous hostels now. You know, Italy have great ones, but, you know, all over Spain, you get great. If you like meeting people, there's great options. The digital nomad ones, like Selena, for example, they organise little group walking tours for their guests. So at 11 o'clock the next morning, they have a free walking tour. You get to meet people. That's nice. And, you know, you're not stressing about. I'm not great about travelling on my own either. I do like to travel with people, but if I don't do that, if it's work or something, then I like to be in a place where you can meet people. And, you know, because it's nice when you're away, chatting, sharing things, you know, drink, food, whatever, much more enjoyable. Check in early.
But not too early.
No, not too early. And again, you know, we know now that that's going to change, of course, what you were saying there. We can't have that continuing because that creates panic. And make sure, you know your hotel. Check reviews. Book yourself rooms that you like. Pay that little extra if you like a sea view. You know, just, you know, have everything planned as much. I'm going away now in June to Lisbon, to that place I like there, Costa Caparica. The hotel is booked. The taxi is already booked. On booking.com, you can book your taxi for €23.
This is your own personal holiday. Yeah.
I'm flying at 7 o'clock, Carol. That's another thing as well. I just say to people at the moment, if you can travel during the week, during the day, not early in the morning, you know, later in the evening. Like, I'm flying at 7, as I said, I'll get in about 10:30. Taxi's waiting, and I'll get to the hotel all sorted. Now, for me, that's a stress-free trip. So, and it's not expensive, you know. And then the other thing as well, people love Portugal and Spain. Uber is big in Portugal. It's not here, but it's good there and it works there. So that's another nice one to use again if you're getting around. Don't get too stressed out about public transport if you don't check it out and prepare, you know, read up on it, because, you know, again, it's a little bit stressful. Mm.
Failing all that, get your own private jet.
You know,
I mean, really, if you were really, really rich, you'd have none of these problems.
Totally. And I mean, you know, we always say it as well, don't leave home without your EU health insurance card.
Indeed,
by the way,
yeah.
Because that's always fabulous.
Yeah.
Take a photocopy of your passport. Have it with you. Now, we have, of course, the passports and the cards if you're in Europe, which is great. You know, have that as well. You know, and a few apps that are really handy. Do you know what I love doing? You know, when you take all these millions of photos, you know the percentage of photos that we use back again now on our phones? 0.1%.
I believe it.
I was reading it the other day, right? Yeah. There's a great little app called Snapseed and it organises your photos. Do it pretty quickly and put it into a little album, because, like, you'll never look at them again. All that wonderful food, it just goes into the cloud. Goodbye.
It's true, isn't it? Like, we all take loads of photos that we think are a good idea at the time and then we never
absolutely.
Look at them again.
And the other thing I'd say to people, just finishing up, Cara, don't book too much back-to-back tours. If you're doing if you're going to a lovely city like Florence or Rome, or you're going somewhere where there's lots of sightseeing and culture, don't do too much because it's hot. You get very tired. You know, give yourself breaks, you know, have a little rest in between. Give yourself a day of relaxing. Don't pack too much in because you'll be exhausted. And in my experience as well, I find that's a really good thing to do. And try and book things that are a little bit off peak, like if you're doing the Sistine Chapel or the Colosseum. Again, don't do it on Saturday and Sunday if you can.
Just one more question for you, Ed. I know we've talked before, you know, for people, if you're staying at home particularly and you want to go to a hotel to just pick up the phone and speak to them. I mean, are there any tips that you can maybe try and convince the person at the other end to not charge you a small mortgage payment for your overnight stay? Is there anything you can do to help yourself? Any tips?
I think you're absolutely right. Definitely don't just go on the websites. A very good idea to phone up and ask them. You know, you'll get very good deals on a Sunday and a Monday, whereas on a Friday and a Saturday you could be paying €300 more. So that's one thing that you can do. But definitely, I mean, deal directly with the hotel if you don't want to go through one of the online booking sites. Definitely that's a good idea. Obviously, you know, there's a lot of factors in play at the moment. There's a lot of things happening in the world that are affecting all sorts of things, from energy to travel. So, you know, unfortunately,
I agree, you have
to keep your eye on all these balls.
I know that, but I still think that there are lots of hotels that are price gouging.
Well, you're
trying it on.
Yes, absolutely, there are. And I think, as I said to you earlier about that Galway hotel, people remember these things, you know what I mean? And there will be a day when things are all normal again and these places will be looking for business, you know, and I hope Fáilte Ireland are trying to keep a check on it as well.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Ed, thank you for that. And as always, of course, if you have any specific questions for Ed.
Good pair of noise cancelling earphones. I forgot that.
Always
on
essential.
The plane, right? Sorry.
Always essential.
That's one thing I never leave. Very important and very affordable on Amazon as well, or wherever you get them from.
Thank you. As I was about to say, if you have any questions for Ed, get them in. We'll open the travel clinic for you, Ed at traveltalk.ie. Ed, thanks for that. And next week, Ibiza Uncovered.
Yes, Ibiza Uncovered. The real Ibiza, Karen. I'm going to be doing agritourism and cycling and kayaking and all
not
sorts of things.
Not a nightclub in sight.
No, not, unfortunately not.
That's okay. I'm okay with that. Look forward to it next week, Ed.
Great, Carol.
Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands, because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.